It's after Labor Day. It's officially pumpkin spice latte season. The fall decorations come out, and we return to the regular, non-summer version of the Woody and Jim Show theme.
Is it September already?
Oh my god.
Totally hits 93.3 FM. Doesn't it feel like we were just here?
Yeah.
And then a 3-day weekend, and now we're right back.
Well, that is life. The grind, the routine.
It is. So how was our weekend, y'all?
Mine was pretty quiet. My wife took my son up on a last minute spontaneous trip to Pensacola.
So cool.
So they went there. So I hung around here. I had a hockey practice. I went to go visit some friends at Cumberland Mountain State Park.
Nice.
Which is kind of out by the Buc-ee's near Crossville.
Oh, yeah. You did stop at Buc-ee's, right?
I did not.
Oh.
I didn't need to.
Travesty.
I went out to visit. They were RVing out there. So
oh, that's cool.
I joined them for the day.
I like that.
Stuff like that. It's a beautiful park.
Yeah.
So that was kind of the majority. And then it was just doing chores around the house. What about you guys? Yeah.
Mine was kind of similar. We ran errands, finished up some of the nursery. It was a packed weekend, but relaxing at the same time.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, it was nice. Yeah.
How far would you say you are along with the baby's crib?
It's done. The crib, we haven't gotten it yet.
I guess as in MTV
nursery,
cribs.
Yes. Yeah. The nursery is almost done. I just have to do one more coat on the door and then just put everything. We have to do the closet too, but we have to wait for electrical.
So there's a few things.
Yeah, wow. but we're so close.
Very cool.
Yeah.
My weekend started. We went down to Mount Pleasant on Friday. Melissa's daughter Allison celebrated her birthday. They got her a cake with a Chit. If you know who Chit is from TikTok.
Do it, lady. On your birthday.
And they made a birthday cake with Chit on it. And Allison had no idea who it was. We thought we assumed pretty, everybody knew who Chit was. But yeah,
it's an obscure meme that we all happen to know about. Because I shared it with you guys.
And she picks up the cake and goes, is this the right cake? Is this what I was supposed to have? What is this? Saturday, my son and my grandson, Ollie, we went to the MTSU game.
Nice.
It was Phil the Floyd. They did not. And it was supposed to be a whiteout game with Ed the Zebra on the T-shirt.
Yeah.
And I found out after we got there, I said, I thought we were supposed to get T-shirts. And so we gave those away during the week. And I only saw five people wearing them.
I was going to say, what's the point of, you can't wear it out then.
Yeah.
That's why they do it. It's so you wear it in the whole stadium.
So
looks,
MTSU just isn't helping themselves out.
Yeah, and they came in second in the game.
Oh.
We had some fun friends there. Went to our friend Jeff, who runs Domenico's Deli on the square in Murfreesboro, had a little luxury suite. So we went in there and ate for free. So
nice.
That was awesome.
They didn't win, but hey, free food.
Yeah, free food. That's all I'm talking about. Yeah.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
Happy Telephone Tuesday. Apparently, the Tuesday after Labor Day is the busiest day for people to be calling businesses.
Hmm.
You know, with the long weekend over, kids back in school, and adults saying, okay, I got to tackle that project that I've been putting off.
All summer.
Yeah.
Right? Now it's time.
Yeah. But now it's not as busy because, you know, a lot of companies, when you call, you get automation and AI.
Right.
And nobody wants to call anybody.
No, nobody wants to call.
So I wonder if this is going to be vapor after.
Eventually, it will go away, I would imagine.
A lot of people are wondering, where did the president go? Did he go away? Was he seriously sick? Because social media posts had wondered all weekend, why hasn't he been on television? Why hasn't he made any posts on Truth Social?
Uh-huh.
Why has he canceled all of events on his calendar? But he's sent out a social media post yesterday saying, never felt better in my life. And he's apparently has a press conference today for a mystery announcement at 2 p.m. I guess 1 o'clock our time. He's still alive.
Yeah. Apparently, he was able to bravely drag himself to the golf course.
That's right. It didn't help. As people were wondering, and then he posted a thing I'm out golfing.
Yeah.
But it was from a week before. So everybody's Oh. All right. Is there something wrong?
People have been, there have been parody stuff. People taking pictures of him from the 80s and say, oh, look, he was at the U.S. Open with Ivanka.
So the state of Tennessee welcomed 147 million visitors last year.
Yipes.
Which sets a new record for tourism. It also generated $31.6 billion in direct state spending.
Tourism, it's huge.
Yeah, and it's the fourth consecutive year for record-breaking growth. So it's just getting more and more and more.
Okay. Hooray for the people who get that money.
Yeah. I mean, they spend it all here. I guess that's good. Yeah. Businesses get it all. It's
Don't
not like
stay.
One person sitting in a corner going, I get all the money.
That's
yes.
right.
Yep.
Now, Jeannie, you came in angry this morning.
Yeah, I was like, I didn't know a road sign could piss me off first thing in the morning, but it definitely did.
All right. All right.
Wait. Knowing you, Gina, was it just a speed limit sign?
It was not this time.
I know you like to drive fast.
Although when they changed the speed limit on Bell Road, that really pissed me off. And it still pisses me off. However.
But this is a different
thing. This is a different thing.
Okay.
So up the road by our station, there's a stoplight. And I turn onto that road. It's like it's a right-hand turn, but it's a really long light. And so people, you usually like stop on red and go. You know, mm-hmm. it's like that's just
especially the time of morning we come into work. You know, there's not a whole lot of people on the road.
And the lights last like even longer, too, because that's a busy road that I'm turning onto.
Right.
So the lights are going to be longer in the morning and I'm not going to wait. So and it there's no law against it, you know, nothing to make you stop or like you can't go. So I always honk at cars who are like, stop there. Cause I'm like, you can go, like go, you know?
So is it a flashing red or
no,
is it just?
No, it's just, there's like, it. There is a light there.
So you're just all taking it upon yourself to break the law and go through.
Yeah. I'll stop.
Are
and
you
then
just
go.
Saying it right on red?
Yes. It's a right on red.
Oh, okay.
Red.
All right. So,
yes.
okay.
So it's just
yeah.
right on red. That's right. Not unreasonable.
Okay.
No,
yeah,
no.
Yeah.
It's a, yes, right. exact. Thank you. It's not unreasonable.
I just thought you were angrily blowing through stuff.
No. I've only done that a couple times.
Okay.
So what was the
sign?
Now the sign says no turn on red.
They changed it from turn on red to no turn on red.
Yes. There's an actual sign there that says no turn on red. And it got my blood boiling this morning. Not only too, because I was like behind a really slow person this morning. So I was already pissed off. And then I come up to that and I'm like, seriously?
This sign is an attack on your lifestyle.
I think so.
Much,
now
yeah.
I'm like, now I'm reconsidering, do I take the long way into here and just avoid that because it's just going to make me irritated every morning that
no,
I have to see it and stop?
That's how they win.
I know, but then I literally as I'm passing it, I'm like, gosh, this light is so long. It's only going to be that much longer. This, it's just unfair. It's so unfair.
Feeling good, like I should. Winning the walk around the neighborhood.
It's a great story about people coming together to help somebody. There's a technically blind guy in Chicago. He's 58 years old. His name is Angel Santiago. And he had a service dog, a 14-year-old dachshund named Bam Bam. Mm-hmm. And they were inseparable. But apparently Angel heard in his backyard back in June somebody coming into the yard and taking Bam Bam away.
Oh, my gosh.
And so he didn't have his guide dog. I mean, a 14-year-old dachshund and just looked scared to death.
Why would you steal that?
Why would you do that?
It.
Yeah. And so he put out flyers. He had people in the neighborhood helping him out. He would walk up and down like for 7 miles pretty much every day.
Oh, my gosh.
Calling for his dog. And then over 2 months later, after it went on the internet, people started talking about it. Some news channels did some stories on it. They started a GoFundMe, and they were able to find Bam Bam.
Aww.
And he's safe and sound. They turned him into a police station in Chicago, and they found that's the missing dog. And so, you know, Angel has his Bam Bam back.
My heart is overwhelmed with all you people that helped me and prayed for Bam Bam. Safe return and I can't say thank you enough.
That's
really sweet. I love that. People getting together to help out somebody
mm-hmm.
who lost his dog.
Yeah.
Somebody stole it.
Yeah.
It's awful.
This mood boost is brought to you by Maple Street Biscuit Company. Wake up to WOW in Berry Hill, Brentwood, and Murfreesboro.
Totally Hits 93.3 FM. It's the Woody and Jim Show all week long. We're giving away some concert tickets from folks like Eric Clapton. There's Bryan Adams tickets. You just have to answer super easy questions, trivia, but you'll get it if you're local. We have Jennifer on the line. Hey, Jennifer.
Hey.
So the trivia question comes from Gina today.
What was the stadium called that the Sounds used to play in?
Greer Stadium.
Greer Stadium.
Yeah. Yep, you're right, with the giant original guitar scoreboard.
Yeah, which is still there.
Yeah, it's still there.
It's still there, but then it's like the weeds haven't grown tall enough to cover it up
That's right.
Not yet. But,
not yet. They're so, working on it.
Jennifer, are you a native? Were you born here, or did you move here at some point?
I moved here in 82.
Oh, so you're pretty much a local.
Yeah. That's pretty much. That's the same. What's it been watching the change of Nashville, especially over the last, like, 15 years?
Oh, wow. It has been a big shift from the way it was back in the early 80s.
Mm-hmm.
Good or bad for you?
A little sad. It lost a lot of the flavor that was kind of cool back then.
Right. I remember, you know, Music Row being torn down and all. Now it's just all condos.
All condos. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They look the same.
But yeah, they did take away a lot of parts of Nashville that made it Nashville. But
Yeah.
We've got Eric Clapton tickets for you since you knew that question. And we're happy to send you to that show. We've got more coming up later this week.
Yeah.
It's super easy trivia if you're a local. Good job, Jennifer. I did a weird, morbid project over the weekend at my wife's request. She knows somebody whose husband passed away, and terrible thing, obviously. But then this woman was in chaos because she had never paid any of the bills.
So she didn't know
like what to pay, how to pay.
Right.
Bills didn't get paid. Right. So my wife's like, I haven't done the bills in like 10, 15 years. You know, you need to sit down and make a spreadsheet of all the bills that need to get paid, which is kind of what I did Saturday. It was like a really exciting Labor Day weekend.
I spent six hours at
the computer with an Excel spreadsheet talking about all the people that you need to give money to. But it kind of reminded me, like, well, I mean, obviously she's, you know, what in case the worst ever happened to me, she would be prepared. But then again, I'm thinking, this is also the same woman the day I signed, like, you know, and wrote the check for my life insurance that she left a hammer on top of the fridge. And
so if you open the refrigerator door, kind of slammed it on your head?
Yeah, it hit me in the head. And I'm like, you're trying to kill me? Are you trying for the insurance money? And now you want to know how to pay the bills?
In case something happens to you, Jim.
You're lining up everything for a world without me.
In case you open that closet that has the lion behind it.
Why are you setting things up so that you can survive without me? I don't know if she's plotting to kill me, but just in case, I'm throwing it out there.
Okay.
So when they make the documentary, and they go, well, you did talk about it once on the radio.
Well, you survived this weekend when she was away with your son, so like that would have been a good time.
Yeah, they went to Florida to hire a hitman, I think.
Yeah.
Was that the thing? Yeah.
That's right.
It'll be on the ID channel. And when Jim Chandler's life was at its fullest, then things came falling apart. Totally Hits 93.3 FM. It's the Woody and Jim Show. It's time again for Gender Wars, brought to you by our friends at Structure Group. Indoor, outdoor remodeling. Your dream home starts with a visit to their website, which is structuregroup.us. For the ladies, we have Teresa in Nashville. For the guys, we have Bubba in Brentwood. Good morning, you guys.
Good morning.
All right, good luck to both of you.
Let's do some get acquainted stuff. Bubba, where would you be a regular at?
The club, the Sam's Club.
Sam's Club. It's your regular haunt.
That's right.
Yep.
I'm in the club with a bottle full of bub at Sam's Club.
Clurp.
Right.
Teresa, where are you a regular at?
I feel like work or Walmart, but since that Applebee's song came out, my daughter feels like that's where we should celebrate every special occasion.
All right. So it's absolutely worked on you. Good marketing.
That's great.
I think they got the two for 25 meal going on right now. You fancy like Applebee's.
All right, let's get going. You each have a screw you can use.
All right, multiple choice. That's how we start. Teresa, is the PlayStation video game system sold by Microsoft, Sony, or Nintendo?
Sony.
Yes.
That is right. Congratulations. Got that one right.
Okay, Bubba. Is Daisy a famous brand of sour cream, yogurt, or butter?
a dollop of Daisy sour cream.
Yes.
He even knows the catchphrase. Well done. That's from all those hours at Sam's.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Teresa, if you believe the commercials, what is Post Malone's favorite brand of beer? We need an answer.
Michelob.
No, no. He's a Bud Light guy.
Yep.
Well, I was going to say it. Darn.
Right. Still tied.
Okay, Bubba. Blanche, Rose, Dorothy, and Sophia were the cast of what classic sitcom?
Classic Golden Girls.
Yes, it is.
Oh, there you go. All right, Teresa, you got to get this one right to keep it going. You may have an HDMI cable on your TV. What does the HD stand for?
High definition.
Yes.
Woo!
Well done. You've tied it up.
Okay.
All right, Stababa, if you get this right, you win it. If not, we go to overtime.
What in your bathroom might be made by Pantene?
Shampoo.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's right.
And look at you, Bubba. You are the winner. Congratulations.
Well done. You've got some Eric Clapton tickets and a certificate of Braggification coming your way. Yay. Teresa, you did great. We enjoyed having both of you. Thanks for playing Gender Wars with Woody and Jim on 93.3.
Just like the day after Halloween, everyone turns into Mariah Carey. Now that Labor Day weekend is over, it's Halloween for everybody.
Yes. Yeah. Now is the appropriate time to change things over, in my personal opinion.
It's okay.
It's okay.
It's acceptable.
Yes.
Did you get into the Halloween spirit at your house?
Yeah. I would say more like fall or like harvest.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay,
like my
right.
Halloween, like black and stuff, like those won't come out until October.
Okay.
But we have like the pumpkins and the leaves and stuff like that right now.
But
all of our stuff, all of our holiday stuff is up in the attic. And my husband, Landon, is terrified of spiders, like I am of snakes. Which, you know,
each have a nemesis.
Yeah, and his is probably worse because spiders are, you know, a lot more common than
snakes.
A lot
more prevalent, especially in dark attics.
Yes. So the last time I asked him to put stuff up in the attic, he had an encounter with a spider. The light also, like, burnt out. So he was like, ooh. I'm not, like... He's traumatized. He doesn't want to go back up there.
This is the making of a Conjuring movie.
I know. So I'm like, okay, well, we need to get stuff down and we need to put stuff up. So, you know, going back to the age old, like if you want something done, you just got to do it yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So my pregnant butt walks up the ladder, the unstable ladder, up into the attic. It was so hot. I honestly should not have been up there. Like, I really should not have been.
It's the attic, so it's closer to the sun. Naturally, it's hotter.
Yeah. Man, it was so hot. So I'm up there and, you know, kind of huffing and puffing, and I'm just getting pissed off because I'm having to be up there, and I have my flashlight. And as I'm up there, I'm like, there's no snakes up here, right? You know, you see those, like, sometimes snakes, like,
so
falling from ceilings.
You got the fear
so
come
I got
over
a
you.
Bit, yeah, because he's making me go up there, and he's like, well, I don't know. And I'm like, thank you for making me feel better about this. So,
having
whatever.
To be the man again.
Yes. So we get the stuff down, and everything is, like, everything's fine and all. And I'm like, why don't we just bug bomb it, you know? Just, like...
make sure that nothing is alive up there.
Yeah,
snakes, spiders, or anything.
Yeah, and I'm like, I'm pretty sure we have stuff in the garage to bug bomb, or, you know, I'm sure we have some spray. And he's like, it doesn't work. And I was like, because you haven't used it. Of course,
if it stays in the bottle, it probably doesn't do anything.
Yes, it's not going to do anything if we haven't used it.
Yeah.
And he was just like, I'm like, yeah, okay, sure.
Now, do bug bombs also get rid of snakes, or does it make them just more angry?
I don't know. However, there is a snake-like powder, that stuff that you can put in your yard.
Uh-huh.
So we bought that, and I don't think he's even put that out. So,
okay. Well, the snakes, if they see it in your garage, they'll be scared
exactly.
Run away.
Yeah.
Right, because
yeah.
They might use it someday.
Yeah, they won't come into the garage because they'll see that, but they'll just be in our yard. Yeah.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
Here's an interesting bit of Tennessee history. Back in the 70s, Walkin' Tall was a very monumental movie. They made a couple remakes. A lot of people said they got into law enforcement because of that movie. Buford Pusser was the Tennessee sheriff who was all based on. And I guess there was a cold case since the 60s where his wife died.
Oh, no.
And they found her in a car with a gunshot wound. And they said, you know, that she was attacked. But now they've had the cold case and they've looked it up. And now they're assuming that He was the one who did it.
No way.
Apparently they have the evidence. They say he'd be in jail right now if he was still alive.
If he was still alive. But yeah, he died like in the 70s. So,
oh, wow.
That's kind of creepy and weird.
Yeah. Wasn't the guy we thought.
Yeah, no kidding.
Dang.
So the biggest villain over the weekend was a grown man who was a CEO of a Polish company who was at the U.S. Open. As one of the tennis stars was signing autographs and signed a hat to hand it up to one of the children in the stands, this man grabbed it and ran away.
What?
And people recognized who he was, and he was being called out. And now, after a few things he said over the weekend that didn't seem like an apology, he now says, I apologize. I thought that the hat was, he was handing it to me for my children. Even
so
though
he took it from other kids to give to his kids.
Yeah.
The most embarrassed CEO since the Coldplay concert.
Yeah. That's like you see the parents at baseball games like steal the balls from kids too. And you're like,
right.
You're such a tool.
Yeah.
Like, come on.
From a child?
Yeah, from a kid. So sad. Well, Hattie B's is opening a new location in East Nashville. It'll open mid-2026. So you have a new place to wait in line for an hour to get hot chicken. They are also opening in cities like Huntsville, Austin, Chicago, and Plano, Texas.
Okay, they're huge. Spreading out. Wow.
Expanding, yeah.
There you go. We were just kind of comparing our weekends. I guess we all watched depressing documentaries on Netflix.
Yeah. It was the thing to do.
It was.
They were the like top ones, especially the ones you got to watch. You watched that Katrina one on
Netflix? It's, I think, three parts. And yeah, if you want to be outraged... It's very depressing.
It is.
The way people were treated is terrible.
It's really sad. I also watched Stan, the Eminem one.
How was that?
Oh, really?
It just reiterates how crazy people are. I'm sorry. It just like, and the only thing too I could think of was like Taylor Swift fans, because they kept saying like, oh, Eminem has this connection with his fans and there's not many other artists like it. And the back of my head, I'm like, no, but that's how Taylor Swift fans feel about her too. Rightfully so. Every stan feels that way,
right.
You know, that they have a connection with
Rihanna's
their
fans.
Yes, yeah, Miley Cyrus. Yes, 100%. But yeah, just reiterated how weird people are.
I watched that Unknown Number, the high school catfish documentary.
Oh, yeah.
It's on Netflix, and this is like the story of this like 14-year-old girl and a bunch of her friends getting these like unbelievably the worst texts relentlessly that you could ever send a human being. Like awful texts,
yeah,
like
so sad.
Take your own life, you're awful, lewd or horrible things. And okay, if you don't want to know like who was the person that they found
it?
Did it,
yeah
just put your fingers in the air and go la 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 for a few seconds. It was her own mother.
I remember.
Oh my God, really?
I remember it playing out in real time a couple years ago.
She's crazy.
Crazy, and just being shocked. And then the fact that, like, this story was that story, like, just again, blew my mind. Yeah.
You know what the craziest thing was? Is I'm watching it, and, like, everybody involved with this story, every person, all the victims, all the families, all the cops, they all went on the documentary, including the woman who did it.
Really?
She's in it constantly.
Before they knew that she did it.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Oh.
And then she agreed to, after she was caught.
Yeah.
She's still on it. So it's like, you know, it was definitely, I think she was doing it, one, for attention. They were saying, and like, also she like wanted that bizarre connection with her daughter. Like, oh, this horrible thing is happening to you, even though I'm doing it secretly. So let's
because it brings attention on
close.
Her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's be close, and you'll need me. Oh, totally.
Twisted.
Wow.
Totally messed up. She went to jail for a couple of years.
Well, good.
Yeah.
Good deal.
Yeah.
Wow. All right. So, Netflix, the home of depressing documentaries.
Weird stuff going on.
What are we doing today?
It's dinner and a movie night.
Nice.
Everybody comes over to the house tonight, and I don't know what the movie is. We never know until it starts, but it's my daughter's pick, and dinner is basil chicken and pasta.
Ooh,
sweet.
That sounds good.
Nice.
Can I come?
Come on over.
Today's my long day. I have meetings for my other job. And then I might go to Bible study tonight. I'm not sure. We're going to San Diego this weekend, so there's a lot to do before we go. So
very cool.
Yeah.
Well, I just found out from my girlfriend that, yes, we did win in the lottery. $4.
Let's go.
All right.
Okay, that's four more than you had before.
I am 4/5 of the way to getting a $5 meal at McDonald's. So that's what I'll be doing, is just going and jumping into my big stack of money, you know, McScrooge Duck style.